Ramayana Act 2, Chapter 14, Sita Found. Scene 4. Hanuman smashes Jambumali, seven generals, and thousands more Rakshasas. The demon king Ravana became even more furious. He ordered one of his generals, Jambumali, to attack Hanuman. The Rakshasa bowed to Ravana and went out for battle clutching his golden bow. Jambumali mounted a chariot drawn by 100 tall steeds, all with the heads of fiends. He twanged his bowstring, making a sound like thunder, and roaring with anger, raced toward the palace gardens. Meanwhile, Hanuman had been looking all around to see what further destruction he could cause. Then he saw an enormous temple atop a great hill where the Rakshasas worshipped their guardian deity. Hanuman quickly climbed the hill and scaled the side of the temple, which appeared like the sheer face of a mountain. As he went up the wall of the temple, the effulgent Hanuman resembled the rising sun. Repeatedly crying out, "Victory to Ram!" he began tearing down the buttress and large stone arches all around the temple. Within minutes, he reduced the entire edifice to a pile of rubble. Hanuman leaped down from the hill and then spotted Jambumali coming towards him. The demon was dressed in crimson robes with a garland of bright red flowers around his neck and a chaplet of red jewels on his head. Large gold earrings shone brilliantly from his blackish, blue-pointed ears. He roared loudly and fired 100 long shafts from his bow. Hanuman also roared when he saw the demon. He stood there joyfully in front of the bellowing Rakshasa. Jambumali pierced the monkey all over with his terrible arrows. With one large crescent-headed shaft, Jambumali struck Hanuman in the mouth, while with a number of barbed arrows, he hit him in his arms and legs. His head stained with blood, Hanuman appeared to be a large red lotus within the sky. He was infuriated, and he took up an immense boulder, hurling it with tremendous force at Jambumali. The demon laughed and instantly released 10 powerful arrows, which smashed the flying rock into fragments. Enraged, Hanuman then took up a shala tree and whirled it about. Jambumali again shot his razor-sharp arrows and cut the tree to pieces. He continued to pierce Hanuman with more and more arrows. The monkey then lost his patience and again took up the great iron rod with which he had slain the Kinkaras. With innumerable arrows sticking out from his body, Hanuman rushed towards the demon. He bounded into the air and came down upon Jambumali's chariot, bringing the rod down onto his skull. Smashed by Hanuman, the demon's head was pressed into his body, which itself was crushed into a shapeless mass. The chariot was shattered, and the demoniac donkeys ran here and there, bellowing in fear. Ravana was astounded to hear that Jambumali had been slain. So he again ordered 7 more of his generals to go out for battle. The Rakshasa warriors went out to meet Hanuman, shouting in joy, each of them eager to excel the others in battle. They mounted large chariots overlaid with golden armor and decked with banners and flags. Rumbling like thunderclouds, the chariots rushed toward Hanuman. The demons were most expert in the use of celestial weapons, and they began to release all kinds of missiles at the great monkey. Hanuman leaped into the sky and wheeled about with his arms and legs outstretched. He dodged the arrows and missiles of the Rakshasas, who themselves rose into the sky to fight him. As he sported with the Rakshasas, each who held a golden bow, Hanuman looked like the powerful wind god himself, playing among the thunder gods with streaks of lightning. Hanuman swept down upon the demons one by one, striking them with his hands and feet. Hanuman killed them all, and they fell to the ground, like mountains struck down by the thunderbolt of Indra. Then Hanuman descended to earth and stood again at the gateway to the gardens, eager to fight with more demons. The ground was strewn with the bodies of Rakshasas and smashed chariots. Elephants and horses cried in dissonant tones, and blood flowed everywhere. In order to strike terror into the Rakshasas and create dissension among their ranks, Hanuman shouted, "Ravan, send out your best fighters, for they will only meet the same fate as all of these who lie here. I am Hanuman, servant of Ram. Soon, millions of monkeys just like myself will arrive here, accompanied by Lord Ram himself. What use is your fighting? Release Sita now and restore her to Ram." Ravana decided that Hanuman could not possibly be just a monkey. Surely he was a divine being created by the gods. The demon had seen some mighty Vanaras, but this one seemed extraordinarily powerful. Still, surely he could be vanquished. Ravana and his warriors had overcome the gods themselves. It should not be difficult to overpower this monkey, whoever he may be. Ravana then summoned 5 more exceptionally powerful leaders of his army, encouraging them by praising their strength and skill in battle. He sent them out to capture Hanuman. He had to find out who this monkey was and why he had come to Lanka. But one after another, Hanuman slew the Rakshasa generals. He struck down the first 3 with his fists like thunderbolts. The other 2 then assailed Hanuman from his 2 sides, hurling their fierce weapons with great force. Looking himself like a mountain, Hanuman tore off the top of the nearby hill, complete with its beasts, snakes, and trees. Soaring upwards with that great rock face, he brought it down upon the 2 demons, completely crushing them. Hanuman then began slaying thousands of other Rakshasas who were gathered there. He killed warriors by striking them with other warriors, elephants with other elephants, horses with horses. The ground was covered with corpses. Hanuman appeared like eternal time himself, which is always bent upon the destruction of all created beings. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.